This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to announce I'm collaborating with ARG Apparel on merch for Brocal Therapy. Now you can support BGT, look fucking dope, and make this shit a movement. To purchase your order, please go to brocaltherapy.com. And please don't forget, take a screenshot of you listening to this episode on whatever podcast app you're listening on, put it on your Instagram story, tag me at Stephanie Megan and at Brocal Therapy, and enjoy the show. Yes, bitch. Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Okay.
Hi, guys. It's me.
Sorry.
I don't laugh away.
You're like, laugh away.
Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host. A Brocal Therapy, and I have the motherfucking Frankie. I'm holding your hand because I'm so happy you're here.
We haven't seen each other in like
When was the last time you were here?
Was it that time I had that meltdown?
Yeah, when was that meltdown?
Maybe like November.
Was it really November?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Oh my god, so I haven't even seen you in 2019.
And we're
No. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, background story, guys. I used to work with Frankie. And ever since I met you, I just, like, you have this, like, aura about you that is so likable. Like, I just love you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't even have to talk for a while, but I feel like once we see each other, we're just like,
it's just like, what's up, bitch?
What's up, bitch? Yeah, like, I feel like you're so likable. You're so cute.
Thank you.
And I told you a while ago that I wanted you on the pod.
Yes, yes, yes.
So here you are because, you guys, she's, like, gender fluid. Like, I don't even know how to label, like,
okay, gender fluid has to do with obviously gender because it's in the fucking word.
Yeah,
but it just I think, like, growing up, I kind of always knew I was a little bit, like, different, or just, like, I just felt on the inside a little bit more different.
Yeah,
and it's just kind of like I don't feel afraid to be masculine, if that makes sense. Or, like, I don't.
Do you have masculine energy? Because I don't really strike... You don't strike me as someone who has, like, masculine
well,
energy.
Well, see, like... I think society's view of masculinity is too tied into men. Mm. And they don't understand that women on their own can be masculine. I know that the word, like, masculine...
Right.
Like...
I don't really pertain... I mean, yeah, I pertain it mostly to men. But I feel like women could have masculine energy. And it could be just... I don't even know how to describe it.
See, because, like, a lot of people tie it to being, like, oh, like, manly, or, like, being, like, dominant. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just, I think, like, I don't know. Everybody has their own definition.
What's your definition?
I feel like, I don't know. That's why, like, gender fluidity and being, like, non-binary. I don't think I'd say I'm gender fluid because I don't.
Okay.
Particularly think
so
I'm
I
like.
Should I name this episode gender fluid? Because I was gonna name it gender fluid. So I feel like now I fucked up.
No, it's okay. It's just like it's more like a non-binary thing, and like binary bi meaning like two, like being male and female.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, it's just like you don't feel. You can either feel like you fluctuate between one or the other, or you feel like neither.
Right. So do you feel like neither? Like you don't.
I feel like neither.
Okay.
Like I feel like I'm my own definition of my own self.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, like I just like, I mean, like I do like being feminine because, like, obviously, like I don't know. I guess like
being girly.
Girly,
Like getting your hair done and doing your makeup.
Yeah, but it's just like still at the same time, I'm not like my identity and everything isn't tied in with that. If that makes sense. Yeah. Like I don't need that.
Okay.
Like I'm okay on like most days, like not
being both.
Almost. Yeah. And it's just like, and it's crazy because like whenever I dress myself, like I feel like I choose who I want to be that day.
Like if you want to feel more masculine, if you want to feel more feminine, it's like, why can't you just.
Yeah. So like some days, like, and it's crazy because sometimes it even ties into how like I feel, like how like males in particular have made me feel. Like one time I remember being catcalled, and like I was just like, I want to dress as masculine as possible to prevent that from happening again. Like I don't feel like being feminine.
Right.
It's, I don't know.
Does that work though? If you dress masculine, do you get catcalled less?
No one pays attention to me.
That's so funny. Okay, so like background story on you though. You used to date men.
Yes.
And now you are dating a girl.
A female. Yes.
And this is the first girl you ever been with.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. It's just been, I think it's just like, it's a little bit different and weird just because like.
Right.
It's not that she's a girl. It's like my relationship before her wasn't healthy.
Right.
And it was.
I remember you telling me about that during your meltdown when you came over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about it a little?
Yeah, talk about everything.
Okay. So I guess it's just, it makes everything a little bit, I think everything leading up to her.
It's a part of your story. It's a part of like why, you know, you decided to be comfortable and be aware of yourself, right?
Feel like that made me, it was like the catalyst to make me feel more comfortable with finally being myself. Right. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like my ex-boyfriend, he passed away last year. What year are we in?
We're 2019.
Was it last year?
In 2018?
In January. Okay. Yeah. So when I met my now boo, I was like 6 months fresh mourning. Him, but like the thing was, when he passed away, I wasn't with him anymore. So during the mourning period of him, it was kind of confusing because it was just like, do I feel this way for him because I actually feel this way for him, or because I'm sad that he's passed?
Right.
And that's when it was just like, I'm dealing with a breakup but also dealing with a loss. So right. That gives me like funky feelings, and then I'm also figuring out my sexuality and figuring out myself.
Right.
Because like, you know, like when, I don't know, the first time you ever got like dumped like by your like love.
Oh, trust
you know,
me, I remember.
You're just like, you're just like, I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna like get, you know, like I'm gonna bitch.
I literally shaved the side of my head because I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna be this like humble bitch anymore. I'm gonna be this like edgy bitch.
Yeah,
you
know? So it's just like
and people thought I was lesbian. We talked about this. Yeah, people thought I was lesbian because I shaved the side of my head.
But like, I just feel like whenever like something major like that happens in your life, like you want to change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's just, it serves as like, oh, like you reflect and you're just like, I want to be more me, or like I want to do something different. And like, so it was just a mixture of all that at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like. Makes complicated feelings. And I was just like, at that point, after he passed, I like slept with a couple people and I dated
men.
Yeah, men.
Okay.
So like, I think the most significant
one, I think everyone goes through like a hoe phase after everything to like recover.
Yeah. And like, I think the hoe phase was because of the breakup, not because of the passing. Yeah, exactly. And it was just like, I dated this this guy. Oh my god, I met him on Tinder.
Great. Cute.
and we dated for like a month, and we I met his parents, and like I was over at his
after
house.
A month.
No, before a month. It was like a couple days.
Bitch,
like a week.
Never happens to me. They're just like, I don't want a girlfriend.
No, but it wasn't like it wasn't like I'm being introduced as his girlfriend. It was like, oh, my friend's coming over and stuff. Okay. Like that. Okay. But still, like, I was like at his house like all the time, and like he was I kind of used him in a way emotionally.
Okay.
But like, I didn't want him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean especially if it's like it's exactly what a rebound is.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, you use them sexually, but there is an emotional part.
But see, like, the sex wasn't even good.
Ooh, girl. You were using him emotionally because he was just like, you ain't delivering.
He was lacking.
Oh, he was small.
He was lacking. And then he was just like, he just was very soft. So I was just like, just knowing like
dick-wise, he was soft.
Yes.
I was like, was his dick soft?
But like emotionally and mentally, like, he was just a very meek person.
Okay.
And like, me being like, not necessarily confident, but I just like, I just know who I am.
Right. You know, and the like, thing is, what I love about you, sorry, pause on your story. We were just talking about like our age difference. You are 7 years, you're 21, you guys. And like, I don't hang out with that many 21-year-olds, let me just tell you. But like, what I love about Frankie is that you have an old soul. Like, you're very like mature for your age, mm-hmm. and everything. And I think it's because of everything that you've gone through, you know. And like, I don't know you even before like a year ago, I think. So
yeah, it was a year ago that I started working
exactly
at X Place.
X Place. We won't give them any fucking promo, but
yeah. Y'all can do that shit by yourself.
Exactly. Look it up. But yeah, I mean, I'm just side note. That's what I always loved about you. It was like this old soul. Yeah.
Thank you. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I just like, if I'm gonna date someone, they have to kind of meet me on my energy in that way. It's just like, I like to joke around a lot. Like, I like to roast people, you know, like,
oh, for sure.
And like, my significant other needs to be able to be roasted, and they need to roast me in return.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's actually a priority for me too.
Yeah. Like,
it's
like,
not fun if you
mess
can't
with me, like tease me. Like,
yeah. Make fun of him and say his dick is small.
I'm not perfect. Yeah, like,
exactly. Tell him his dick is small. He won't be offended. You know what I mean? You gotta take it.
But, so like, when I met her, I just had a lot of guilt about what was going on. And it was just like, it just wasn't a good time to start dating someone, if that makes sense.
Right.
So for like a good, for a first couple months, I was just like, oh, fuck, like, this isn't perfect timing sort of thing. Like,
right.
Like, you're the right person, but wrong time. Literally,
was she the first girl that you felt these feelings for? Like, in the past, you know, when you were like,
okay, so like,
quote unquote straight, like, were you crushing on girls?
Yes, but like, with her, it's a little bit, I'm gonna get really corny. You're gonna hear this, and it's gonna be really fucking corny.
We like a little bit of corny on this show.
So actually, backstory on her, I met her at the first party I threw at my own house. Okay. Like, I think it was 2017.
Bad bitch.
And like, I remember seeing her and being like, oh, she's so cute. Like, my heart is like a little bit like, but I was with my boyfriend at that time. Oh, my ex-boyfriend at that time.
I see.
Yeah. And so like, my heart did a little thing, and then I didn't see her until the next following year. She randomly came to one of my friend's parties.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't know she was coming. She came
knocking over things.
Sorry. She came by surprise, and then I was like, oh my god, it's her. Yeah. Like, it's her. Like, oh my god. And then I don't know, since then, so it's just like, she's been a consistent crush of mine.
Right. And so then when you started kind of like pursuing it, how did that go? Like, who pursues who?
I pursued her.
You did.
And it was scary because
did she think that maybe you were not gender fluid, but like interested?
So I came out to her.
Uh-huh.
We were at Long Beach Pride.
Okay.
So literally like a year ago.
Perfect place to perfect, come out to, yeah, to come out to somebody.
And I wanted to get food, and I was just like, let's go get wings. And people were trying to come with us, and then my cousin was like, no one go with her, like, I know what she's trying to do. And I was just like, yes, bitch, like, you know what I'm doing. Aww. So we were walking to Wingstop or whatever, and then I was like, oh, like, yeah, like, I like girls too. And then that was pretty much me being like, the bitch, like,
make a move.
Yeah. So yeah,
like, planting your seed almost.
Yeah, like being like, I could be interested in you, you know, right. What I mean. But yeah, I pursued her.
But how was that like? Because, I mean, previously everyone in your life has like seen you with men, and then now they see you like dating women. I feel like, you know, how was that transition to like, not even just for yourself, but also having to get everyone to be used to it, or
I think
knowing it in general?
So like, the first person I came out to was my ex-boyfriend, and it was just because, excuse me.
Oh, you told him?
Okay. He was the person I was most comfortable with at that time. He was like my best friend. So I told him, I was like, hey, like, I'm interested in women too. And then after that, I just, obviously I was with him. So it was just like no point in pursuing it type of
thing. Right.
But then after that, I think I told my cousins and my sister.
Okay.
And then I feel like, I think everyone kind of expected it of me, if that makes sense.
Really? They knew that you would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think my cousin the most, she's gay. So yeah. I think she could kind of get that vibe off of me because I was always very close with her. Uh-huh. And I don't know, I think she kind of had that in the back of her head or something.
Right.
So I think...
Brocal Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/brokegirl.
My family and my loved ones are very open-minded, so it's not a big deal.
That's good. Did you ever come out to your parents saying, like, hey, like, I like women?
Came out to my mom last year.
Oh, you did?
And I mean, I got an okay response, but it wasn't a completely like I'm on board response.
Okay. I mean, I feel like maybe it takes time. I feel like the older generation, I'm not going to make an excuse for them because they really need to fucking step it up and be more progressive. But I feel like it wasn't as much of an open discussion for them.
Yeah. You know?
So
I just feel like it's like an ignorance thing, but it's like it's not a purposeful ignorance.
It's just like a generation ignorance thing. Like, yeah. I feel like a lot of the times the older generation is ignorant because there wasn't, I mean, think about it, like even just think like culturally in media, you know, that there wasn't much of like shows that like talked about it or music or whatever it may be. Like there wasn't people who were openly out there. We didn't have a Frank Ocean back then.
See, but like you know I mean? Feel like that's part of why I think maybe it took me this long to like feel comfortable with it, or like other people I'm pretty sure like there is like gay culture out there, but it's men on men because because society loves men, because you know what I mean?
Because actually you guys I will say I did have a request from a listener. Hey, you know who you are, what's up? She messaged me on Instagram and she said, like, you always talk about gay guys, like why not about gay girls? And it was actually like, I mean, she didn't know, but like I've always wanted to talk about this because it is true, because people think like gay, like, okay, gay men, but not about women or not about, like, I feel like there's so much knowledge about the gay men community, but not as much knowledge about the women.
And it's crazy because like if you like see in like films and shit, it's always like men trying to like sexualize like lesbians. It's crazy. Like it's so always true. Just like they want to see like that sexual activity, and it's never like about an actual story.
Right.
It was like blue is the warmest color. Like I don't need to see
it was
that.
Always like a sexual like fetish type of thing to see two girls make out, but not really talking about like the love and relationship like aspect of it.
It's just like any any lesbian couple is like any other couple. Like, right. They're just a couple. Like,
exactly.
Like, they have the same problems.
Yeah. Have you ever seen She's All That? Oh, no, She's All That. Sorry. She's All That.
That's actually one of my favorite movies. Is it really?
I meant to say she's gotta have it. It's on Netflix with DeWanda Wise. She, I mean, she's very like sexually liberated.
Wait, is she the one that like her name is Nola?
Yeah, Nola Darling.
Okay, and I was watching it, but like it was like too much like heterosexual fucking, and I was like, I can't do this.
But the second first episode, season,
I was like, season, I can't do this. This is
but
like
second
a lot
season.
Of-
I mean, towards the first season, towards the end, she starts to have a really spoiler. Sorry, guys. If you even care, but like so first season she starts having a relationship with a girl, and then second season starts off with that, and she really mm-hmm. I mean, I will say the first 5 minutes her and like this girl, her like girlfriend, started like hooking up, and I thought it was like the sexiest hookup scene ever. But also like they did dive into like their relationship, because the girl was like a mother and everything like that, so they did dive into like, okay, it's more like it's, yeah, the sexual part of it, but also like the issues of like being, you know, yeah, like a woman to woman kind of couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just feel like there's just not, there's just like not enough just regular representation of like what everyday life is like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. I don't speak for the whole community.
Yeah.
Because she's new here.
She's new. Yeah. I mean, this is the first girl you ever been with.
Yeah.
So how, like, let's get like down and dirty. How's the sex? I mean, I've only had dick in my life. I don't know what it's like.
I've confessed to her, and like, I just, she's the best I've had.
Really?
Yeah. 1,000,000,000%.
Like, I was telling you this off air. I also have another friend who I shall not name, but if she's listening, you know, hi, what's up, girl? She like she's always dated men, but recently she really fell in love with this woman, and it's like I think it's the first woman that she's ever mm-hmm. been with. And she literally was telling me, like, girl. Like, she was literally like, this is the best motherfucking shit.
Good.
Right. She's like, I mean, men, whatever, can eat it. It's cool. But, like, when a woman eats it, it's, like, it's completely different. Like, woman to woman. Not even just eat it. Sorry. But, like, woman to woman, like, the passion, the chemistry is, like, so intense. And I think what it is, it's, like, women in general were like built to be just so emotional and like nurturing creatures.
I just think it has to do with like how just like, yeah, women in general are just meant to be like very so loving and caring.
Yeah, so,
just,
so like, two back women goes together, girl, fuck, I need to get be lesbian.
It feels
like I want to be lesbian so bad.
Literally came last night.
Did you? How was that like?
It was bomb. It was bomb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
what
I just
do. Sorry, I'm like so.
It's cool.
I like the dirty details, and
that's
I asked you beforehand.
She's not gonna be named. Well, honestly,
we'll give her a name. Let's call her Nola. Her
no, is, I don't think she'll like that.
Okay. I don't. I've never met her, so I don't know.
Oh, like, she likes Let's see. What can we name her? No, we'll just leave her as she and her.
Okay, she and her.
She and her.
Okay.
So like usually like I'm like a little fucking bunny rabbit, and I love to initiate everything. Not, do I like to initiate?
Do you like to initiate?
No, I love initiating.
You're the one that likes to make the move first.
Yeah. So like I was trying to get it going. So like I just suck on her nipples.
I love a good titty suck. You do that?
Yeah.
Oh like my God.
Because like, you know, as soon as like we love to take our bras off as soon as we're going
to
go to sleep.
And like women to women, like we know where our
sensations
are.
And like I can just
are.
Like lift up her shirt and just suck on her titties while we're watching Netflix or something. You
so
know what I mean?
Breastfeed. Or she breastfeeds you.
Sure.
Sure. Whatever. Ooh. Freaky. You're such a sly. Okay, continue. Tell me more. I love like good sex stories. I just
okay. And then what happened? Okay. So then we just started like making out. And then like, because like since I initiated, it's because, like, I wanted to please her and, like, I wanted her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it wasn't for me whatsoever. I was, like, whenever, like, I'm in that mood, it's just, like, fuck, like, I love this person. And, like, I think she's so beautiful and I just want to, like, her to enjoy herself and I want to enjoy her, too.
Right,
like, this isn't for any, like, of my own satisfaction.
Right. It's just, like, you want to make her feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And, like, you're just so bomb that, like, I just want to feel your body and, like, be naked with
What's
you.
The difference between having sex with a guy and having sex with a girl?
See, like, I think it just has to do with, like, how much I'm attracted to women more than I am to men.
Okay.
So, like, that's part of why it feels so much better. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like, fuck, like, you're so fucking bomb.
Like, do you think that you're more attracted to women than you are to men?
I think men are cute. But I think at this point, I don't want to be with them sexually or emotionally or mentally.
Really?
Like, they're like, I could be like, oh, that guy's handsome, or like,
he's... Was it like that before, like, your ex-boyfriend? Was it always like...
I think because, like, I like, felt
growing up, like, I feel like, did you ever feel that way but just didn't understand it?
Yeah. I just felt like I was just like, fuck, like, I don't want to do this. Or like, I remember sleeping with men and being like, I really don't want to do this. I just think, like, I think of my sexual interactions with men, like before my ex-boyfriend, because I was like, I was kind of a little promiscuous in high school.
Were you?
But I just remember being like, I don't actually.
Were you just because you were soul searching? You just felt like maybe you had to do it.
No, I slept around because I thought that was my worth at the time. I had very low self-esteem, and like, I remember being like, this is all I'm good for.
Wait, Frankie?
Yeah.
Really?
I had issues back then.
Aww, so like, that breaks my heart.
I just remember being like, okay, like, men don't like me. Like, I don't feel that pretty. I don't feel that, like, stimulating for them.
So you used it as, like, a way to kind of...
get their attention.
Right.
And then I was just like, this is the only attention I get from them. Aww. I mean, it's okay, but see, like just thinking back to then, it's just like, I didn't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, did you ever enjoy the sex with them? Did you ever orgasm with guys before?
I didn't orgasm until my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Before that, I slept with a couple, like, handful of guys, and I didn't orgasm with any of them.
And then what did this girl do to make you orgasm?
Okay, so the first date we went on, I remember, like, macking in her car.
Macking? People still say that?
I say that. Old soul ass bitch.
I literally have not said macking since, like, junior high, but I love it. Let's use macking.
Okay, so, like, we were macking in front of her house in my car. And, like, I just remember being, like, so turned on. But, like, it was the first date and I didn't want to fuck it up. So I was like, I'm not going to sleep with her. And I told her, I was like, I'm not going to sleep with you tonight because I like you. Like, I don't want to fuck this up. And she said pretty much the same thing.
Because women to women get that.
What?
Because women to women get that. I feel like men are always just like, okay. I don't know, maybe my dick is hard.
Like,
yeah, do like, something fuck, with like it. This. It's like, I mean, like, some like are like understandable, but you could tell like deep down their dick is like
throbbing.
Right, exactly. Like, but like you, your titties are out. You know what I
mean? So the second date we slept together because we're like, fuck it.
Right. I think when there's like a lot of passion going on, like, might as well just do it.
Yeah, like no matter what, like, if you are healthy communicators or whatever and like the vibe is good, it's not gonna fuck it up.
Right. I think the one like kind of cliche that people think of like women on women sex is like scissoring. Like, I like whenever.
See, scissoring doesn't happen as easy as you guys think it does. It takes flexibility. It takes flexibility and power.
Okay.
Like,
because I mean, that's what I assume because I'm ignorant and I've never been with the girl. And that's all I've seen.
Yeah, and see, it doesn't happen like this.
Okay, then how does it happen?
It's like, I'm the bottom. I'm the bottom. I'm a bottom. I'm a power bottom. Thank you. I take it with pride.
So you're a pillow princess?
No.
Wait, what's the difference?
Pillow princess is just like, you just lay there and you receive.
Okay, but
and do nothing whatsoever. Like, I receive and then I please as well.
Oh.
So power bottom, because like I love to be submissive to her.
Right, right.
Okay, so when you're scissoring, it's just like, since I'm the bottom, I lay on my back. But it's like, it doesn't happen like one is laying forward and then the other one kind of hits you at
like, do you like lift up your legs?
Yeah, like I lift up one leg, one knee, and then she kind of like,
okay, so she's like on top, she's like, it's like missionary but with no dick.
Yeah, but like it's not like her pelvis is going into my, it's not like her cooch is gonna,
I'm trying to think, sorry, it's so like you're laying there.
Like, she, okay.
You're
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm going to have up. To lay on my back and shit. So, like, okay. So, like, I lay back and I put this knee up. I put this knee up because it's, like, my more flexible side.
Yeah, your left
knee. And then she, like, she comes, like, this way. So it's just like you want that, like,
so like clit touches clit.
Yeah, like coochie on coochie action.
Ooh, that's kind of hot.
It's very hot. It's like the best thing because it's just like,
you know what,
genitals though? Touching genitals.
That's what, like, I'm saying. Like, I'm actually like, dry humping really gets me.
Yeah.
Do you think I could like be really good at like lesbian sex, girl on girl sex, to be fair?
Are you okay with touching a vagina?
I think so. I don't, and I feel like I would have to like be really comfortable with somebody, you know, because even for like me sucking dick, I have to be comfortable with them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think even just, I mean, not even just sucking dick, just sexually, sex wise, I have to be a level.
See, because I just feel like because heterosexual sex is so based on being penetrated by penis, like,
right,
like it's really sad when people don't realize that there's so many other stimulating things you can do to, I feel, get like there.
That's true. That is very true.
You know what I mean?
I think I would be down to like get like clit or clit rubbed.
It's bomb. I recommend it.
Really? Does it feel better than penetration? Because I like, that's the one thing I'm worried about is like, if I ever,
well, see, this is the other part of it. How do you come? Like, how? Some only come through like
the clitoris,
clit stimulation,
right.
And then some come through penetration, and I'm one of the ones who finishes through penetration.
I'm the one that finishes through penetration too, but also like
you can come outside.
There's different ways we could come, right?
Yeah, but see, okay, little lesson on your vagina. So like, the clit is like at the top, and it's like the little bulbous thing, but people don't realize that like as you like as the vagina, just like the lips are open,
uh-huh,
like underneath the clit, there's still like nerve endings and stuff. And like, even before you enter the vagina, there's still like, if you stimulate that, like,
I'm getting kind of horny. Like, just thinking about this. Sorry.
Bitch is gonna have to masturbate after.
I was like, I'm gonna try this. Wait, no, you're completely right. Like, even
so, just like, if you can rub, like, you don't, like, a lot of people think like, oh, like if you come through your clit, like you just like kind of like fucking like hella stimulate the clit. But it's like, no, you can stimulate the whole outside.
Like get in the lips.
Yeah, and just like rub.
In the lips.
Yeah. So like trick.
We're like using our hands. Yeah. Right now, like I know that's like all audio and you guys are just hearing us like the lips, but like we're literally using our fingers.
So like,
okay.
Right. I'm right handed. So like, imagine this is like your vagina.
Okay.
Like, you first, like, you want to like kind of start stimulating, but like use your other finger and start rubbing like this, so that you rub your clit but also everything else that's like underneath it.
Bitch, you need to teach all this men how to fucking rub a clit, because bitch,
and I'm like, people like, but see, like
the guys are just like,
and that shit hurts, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, and you're just like,
you're just like, that's too much.
Yeah, I'm like, my beard is like spilling all over my mouth. You're just like, oh,
like it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So
okay.
Yeah, I just feel like the reason, I mean, the way she makes me come time and time, no matter what, is just like, she'll be like giving me head,
right,
and like she'll like be licking my outside bits, but then she fingers me at the same time, and that shit just sends me to the moon. Like, it's like, I'm telling you, like, I've never came so hard in my life.
Holy shit. Like, okay, since she was like the first woman that you've been with, mm-hmm, were you ever nervous that like you didn't know what to do? Like,
I feel like
if I ever hooked up with a girl, I'd be like, am I doing this right? You better communicate, bitch. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be like,
okay, so like, I don't know,
that's the one thing I feel like that's held me back from hooking up with a girl, is like, I don't know what to do.
If she likes you and she's patient with you, it'll be okay.
Okay.
Like, I mean, she was interested in me at the time, and yeah, she was interested in having sex with me. So, like, I mean, she had no other fucking choice than to be patient. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So, just like, honestly, going into it, like, I had just asked two of my friends, like, how do I eat pussy? Right. And they were just like, just go for it.
I asked every single, like, I feel like in every episode, the past 5 episodes, I've asked, like, how to eat a vagina. Like, I'm so curious.
Mm.
Just in case, like, it ever happens.
It's, you know, really easy.
Is it? It's fine.
Okay, cool.
I'm over it.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure the first time we had sex, it wasn't, excuse me,
just burp on the mic,
the best for her. No, it smells like pizza. That's because, like, I had pizza. You know, when your burps smell like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. So like
hot Cheetos.
I feel like the first time wasn't good. I mean, it's, I think she finished. So I think I did a good enough job. Okay. But I just, like, obviously, like, I didn't know how to go, what angle to go from, or, like, how to, like, what is it called? Endurance. Like, I didn't have endurance back then.
Yeah.
Or anything. But, like, I think I did a good job for my first time with my first woman.
I'm
like,
proud of you.
And, like, obviously, like, I didn't necessarily, like, watch porn because porn isn't really
real.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, I feel like
they always just, like, I don't know. It's weird.
I was just kind of like, okay, I like this girl. Like, she's going to tell me what feels good. I mean, like, I trust her enough to tell me what feels good and what doesn't feel good.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just about communication.
Right.
You know?
And that's like, so true with anybody.
See, but, like, that's also why, like, I'm goo for her. You know what I mean? Like, that's why, like,
because she, like, helped you lead into it. She wasn't just, like,
she doesn't make me feel like I'm stupid. You know? Or she didn't make me feel stupid at the time.
I love her.
She's great.
You should have brought her over here.
I know, but she's, like, drunk right now. Let's see.
What's up, girl? I don't want to say her name. What's up, girl?
Yeah, she just, like, I think the reason I've had such a positive sex experience and such a positive woman-on-woman first woman experience is just, like, she's just a very good person.
Right. Do you think you could ever go back to men?
No. No, thanks.
Would you guys ever do, like, a threesome with, like, do you ever miss dick?
No.
No?
Because it's not necessary.
Ooh, bitch. She just said that it's not necessary.
I don't believe dick is necessary.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to be penetrated without a penis. Like, a lot of people, they're like, their argument is just like, well, you, like, use a strap that's, like, shaped like a dick. And it's just like, it's not necessarily that it's, like, phallic. It's just like, you need something just big to be penetrated by.
Right. So do you guys do strap-ons? Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, yeah. No, it's cool. We have one, but it just, like, it doesn't happen because, I mean, I did like it, but it's just like, because she's doing all the work, like,
right.
It doesn't feel as good to me because, like, I don't get to please her at the same time.
Oh, because it's only, like, a one-way street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I get off better by being able to please her as she's pleasing me.
I like that.
Yeah.
Lesbian sex is, like, sounding sexier and sexier every day. I'm over here, like, trying to, like, find a fucking... Let's go to lesbian night. I'm tired of dick.
Catch us in West Hollywood tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Are we going tomorrow?
Fuck it.
Okay.
Hopefully I have the energy. Like, energetic and, like, buzzed me is like, yeah, like, fuck it. Let's go out. But, like, tomorrow when I get off of work, it's gonna maybe it'll, like, be a different story.
Yeah. But I, like, want to go.
I do too. I miss you guys.
I know. We need to hang out.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Well, any last words or advice on, like, well, I don't even know what to, like, that's the thing. I feel so awkward. It's like, I don't want to say lesbian. I don't want to say bi. I don't want to say gender fluid. Like, okay. What is the right thing to say?
So gender fluid has to do with gender, not sexuality.
Ooh. Okay, I always assumed if you're gender fluid, you're just, like, fluid between both genders. Is that not correct?
That has to do with, like, if you feel like a girl,
more,
or a,
like,
boy.
Female,
male. Not, like,
sexuality-wise. Okay, thank you for letting me know, because I feel like I would have named this episode gender fluid.
No.
I would have ended up looking like an asshole.
Bisexuality or pansexual.
Pansexual. So yeah. I should name this episode pansexual. I don't fucking know.
No, because, like, I don't identify as that anymore.
Okay. So, like, what is the appropriate way to go about this? Because, I mean, I guess it's, like, labels don't matter, you know? And that's really what's important. But also, like, I have to name this episode.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Newfound lesbian? Call it baby lesbian.
Baby lesbian? Because, what does that mean?
I went out with my cousin's girlfriend to San Diego, and her friends are a couple, but, like, one of them was, like, a newfound lesbian.
Yeah.
So she's, like, a baby lesbian, and then she was calling me baby lesbian because we're, like, fresh lesbians.
Really? That's what they, like, call it?
No, we just came up with a term.
Okay.
And I was drunk. So, yeah.
But that's not gonna be, like, offensive, right? I just don't want to offend anybody and have people attack me for being, like, why would you?
Well, it's about me, not about them.
Okay. That's true.
I'm vapid.
Yeah.
I'm selfish like that.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, you were saying earlier, you're like, because I was like, oh, like, you're bisexual. Like, I'm pretty much lesbian. Do you feel like you're not attracted to men anymore at all?
It's just, like, I find men cute. Okay. Men are cute. Men, I can say that they're, like, cute or attractive or whatever. But, like, honestly, like, thinking about having sex with a guy now, it's not, I don't think I want that.
Ooh, damn. I want to get to that point. I feel like I always want to fuck a dude. You know what I mean?
I just think, like, I have a very big picture view of, like, men now. Uh-huh. And then, like, I just think, like, intimately, they don't understand me in a way that, like, okay. that, like.
I feel like everyone that, like, starts hooking up with a girl, like, doesn't go back.
I just think, like, if they, I don't know, like, I just feel like being, it's not even, like, just part of, like, the, how would I even say it, like, LGBTQ community. Right. Like, I feel comfortable being myself and, like, being, when it comes to, like, gender and sexuality, like, I can be whatever and it's fine. But it's just, like, thinking about, like, a heterosexual male and trying, having to teach them about, like, gender and, like, sexuality. And it's just, like,
right.
don't fuck me this way. And just, like, no, that's, like, very sexist of you. Like, fuck, that sounds so draining.
What if it was, like, a guy who was
woke, quote unquote woke.
Not the woke, but, like, someone who has, like, been with the guy before, but also, I don't know, bisexual. Like, someone who's, like, been with women, but also been with men, where they're just, like, they're so, like, open if I about met, it.
Like,
so
me?
They're very open-minded. Yeah, they're, like, very open-minded. They're, like, you know, I've been with men. I've sucked dick before, but I also, like, really love women, too, you know?
Are you, like, how would I feel about getting with, like, a bisexual person?
Yeah, like, would you,
like, a bisexual male or female?
Because I guess, like, you were saying that, like, you feel turned off being with, like, a straight guy, but if a guy was, like, you know, open, just as you were. I mean, I guess you're in a happy relationship, so it's kind of like you don't want to, like, think about it.
See, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think the sexuality of the person has to do with it, or the sexuality of the male has to do with it. It just, like, I just think of, like, just, like, how males are in general and how they grow up to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how the world caters to men and stuff.
I see.
And I feel like it's not, like, it's part, like, I'm very attracted to women because they're very beautiful and everything. And, yeah. like, but it's also, like, there's a thing that attracts me to women because they understand me in a way that men don't.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Aw, Frankie. I'm going to give you a hug. That was so beautiful. I felt like, I feel like, honestly, I learned so much from this because, thanks. Again, I've never had, like, a woman,
see, and
gay,
like,
lesbian. I'm like, I don't, that's the thing. It's like, I even feel weird saying lesbian because I'm like, is that even offensive?
But like, see, like, that's the thing that's, like, talked about a lot is just, like, why are people so afraid to say the L word?
I guess so.
And, like, people always just say, like, gay, or just, like even in, like,
gay is easier to say than lesbian.
Yeah, right? And it's like, just, like, I feel just weird. Say lesbian.
Lesbian. Because it's, lesbian. I guess it's because it's, like, the world is so sensitive right now.
PC.
PC, that it's, like, is lesbian the right term for it? You know, yeah. that it's like, I guess gay has always been, like, a very open communicated word with everybody. But, like, with the word lesbian, it's always been like, but is that, like, is that offensive to
no
the lesbian that's, community?
That's, what I mean? That's what we are. It's okay. Just like, I think what people confuse with that, like, I feel weird, like, talking about it. See, that's another thing is just, like, because I was quote unquote straight to, like, females now, right. like, it's just like you constantly have to prove how gay you are to the to yeah. the lesbians, you know.
Do you
what
feel
I mean?
Like, you always have to constantly prove how gay you are because, like, you're, like, a baby lesbian?
Yeah, see, that's an issue. That's yeah. where I just,
because, like, you've, like, been with men before.
Yeah, and like, it just I feel like I have to be like, yeah, like, I eat pussy too, like, yeah, like, I'm only attracted to women, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah,
that happens.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like,
I mean, it sucks, but, like, I don't know. Like, I just, it's just something, I don't know.
I guess I feel like it's, like, hard for me to imagine, like, that would be, like, a thing that we would have to prove. But I guess it's because it's a community that I'm not familiar with.
I just feel like there's a lot of shit from, like, bisexual girls because, like, a lot of, like, quote unquote real lesbians feel like a lot of bi curious girls play them.
That's why I always feel like I should stop saying that I'm bi-curious because I feel like I might be offending somebody, but it's like, this is just how I feel. Do you think that it could be offensive that I'm like, I want to eat pussy too, but, like, I haven't found a pussy to eat?
I don't think it's offensive that you're, like, bi-curious. I think it's good that everybody kind of tests the waters, which, because then that's how you know what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah,
because
I don't ever want to claim that, like, I'm straight and only like men if it's like I've never been with a woman before, you know what I mean? Because it's like, yeah, I maybe, like, if I go out in the crowd and maybe more attracted to men, but there are, like, those moments where I will meet a girl and I'm like, ooh,
Oh, she cute.
Oh, like one time I went to the Virgil. Everything mm-hmm. happens in the Virgil. And I met these two people, and I thought, and this is, might be like kind of fucked up, but I thought one girl was like a guy until I started like, I was really drunk. Okay?
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
And I like started talking to her. I was like, oh. And then like as soon as I realized like, oh my gosh, she was a woman, a part of me was like, oh, like, I don't know, like something like I thought she was really cute, you know, that uh-huh. I was like, oh, she cute. I was kind of flirting, but nothing ever happened from it. Mm-hmm. But it's like I do have those moments, you know what I mean? And like
I think it's okay for you to like want to test the waters. I mean, okay. There's no law saying no, you cannot be bi-curious. It's just I just
don't want to sound like offensive.
You no know what I mean? You're fine.
Okay.
I mean, I don't speak for all lesbians, but I think
just want to make sure,
like being bi-curious or being, yeah, like it's cool. I just I think what happens is just like I feel women feel inferior to men. Like, okay, like if a lesbian is with a bi girl and like she cheats on the lesbian with a man.
Uh-huh.
I've heard many cases where the lesbian feels like insecure because the man can give the bi girl something that the lesbian can't. Aww. Which is
dick.
Yeah. And they're just like, and that's just biological. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But then that sounds kind
of. It doesn't also like kind of make them confused too, because it's like if someone's bi curious. I feel like at first when I heard and when I realized what bisexual was, there was this kind of like stigma against it where it's like they're just not sure yet. Do you mean like, does that ever yeah. become like a situation where it's like, are you only bi because you just don't know and I don't want to be the person that you figure it out, or like you try to figure it out with? Like, I don't know.
See, I've never like I haven't been with a bi yeah. girl. Yeah, so it's just like I can't really speak firsthand, but I think I don't know. Hypothetically.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, for you, it's like you were someone that was previously with men, and then you started.
Yeah, so it's just like I came out to the person I'm like, currently with that, as bi.
Right.
So
like, was that ever an issue where she was just like, "Are you actually like into women? Or are you?"
I think
she
was just mostly scared that like maybe I would just like
change your mind.
Change my mind, or like, yeah. Well, like at the beginning when we were, I mean, we're together. Together,
oh
I guess.
Oh my god, girlfriend and girlfriend. Love it. Official. Oh, I keep spilling my beer everywhere.
Watch me get a text after this and be like, what the fuck did you just
I know,
no,
like,
just
what?
Kidding. I think when things were just like in the not commitment area, I think she had some fears of me just like sleeping with men or something.
Right.
Or like I think she knows that like men hit on me and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I think that's, like
an insecurity thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe, to put you on blast. Aww, on the on the pod.
But you love her, though. I mean, like, let's just
yeah, I do love her. Oh, I mean.
So cute. Love is love, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love my dog. That's that.
So, it's just, like, I don't know. That's, I mean, everybody comes with their own insecurities, and with her, because I love her, I'm willing to deal with whatever problems, you know what I mean?
Frankie, that's so beautiful. Well, since we're running out of time, plug yourself, bitch.
So my name's actually not Frankie, my name is Natalie, but that's the job, that's the name they gave me at the job that I met Steph at. You can follow me on Instagram, my at is God Natalie. I just post pictures of people, places, and things.
People, places,
and nouns. That's pretty much it. I do hair if you want a fucking haircut.
Yes. And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Go masturbate.
Yes. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy. Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheriff, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.